Hello. Sorry. Tree.
Like a tree fits. Baby. Okay, welcome everyone to our next meeting. I'm busy writing and busy leading the meeting, but I prepared a little presentation once again, or at least an agenda. I think the biggest part of the presentation will be on your side. We are here at the conceptual design meeting, which is hereby opened. Once again, I will try to write some minutes, which I just from the previous meeting placed inside our project folder, which was quite some typing. Today we once again have three presentations, if I'm right, and after that we will take a decision on the remote control concepts, and just as the last time, we have 40 minutes to accomplish that. Okay, well, I'd say let's start with the first presentation. In the same order as last time.
Yeah, all right.
Take it away.
Okay, welcome. You're welcome. First of all, I would like to accommodate some of those things I elaborated, some of the things I did. I elaborated on the concept. What should be said about the components, its properties, and what kind of material should we use to make one of those remote controls. Well, first of all, I've subtracted some of the components that are used from what remote control is formed. First of all, the case, the surrounding of the remote control. I would like to give you an idea of how I thought about. Sure, I was going there. Okay, the case is made from rubber, I suppose. It's one of the. Because when you use remote control, a lot of people will drop their remote control on the brake because titanium was also an option, but it's a very expensive material. Rubber is, I think, the best suitable material to use for remote control. It's also possible to create fancy colors with rubber. Rubber makes it easy to let itself color. Titanium, you have to paint it, and with that, it's possible to scratch it or make it ugly. The total piece of rubber that's used to make the case is the same color. So if you scratch it, it's still the same color. Perhaps it's a little bit damaged, but it's a very strong material. I had an idea. It's single curved. Sorry, it's single curved. So it's two-dimensional. I think it's best to draw. Oh, green.
It's a color.
New fourth blank. Okay. Let's make it a black. Okay. I thought of an idea like this. And that's that. Also, it looks nice when it's on your table. So you get it doesn't lay flat down on the table, but it stands.
What's a side view?
Side view, yes, a side view. So I'm not technically good at 3D modeling. It's just an idea I had. So it's very. So it also looks nice when it's on the table. The graphical user interface and the buttons. We also thought about that already. I thought about the LCD touchscreen. which is easy to clean too. One of the great advantages of the LCD screens is just use some Classics or another cleaning from some clean stuff. And it should be made of strong plastic and it should be bright. Well, I already explained some properties of that material, and I think we almost concluded about that this should be our button component. So that's all about the buttons. Batteries, we also thought about that already, will be chargeable with an option for a mount station, so you can put the remote control in the mount station so it charges itself up instead of plugging it in or something like that. Questions?
No.
And they should be long lasting, not be empty in about 2 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes of use. And next step is the chip, the component that makes or transmits the signal to the television. And there was an option to use a rather simple chip, but I think because of our highly requiring requirements, there should be an advanced chip in it with also the ability to facilitate speech recognition, which unfortunately is still in a test phase. So there should be some more investigation on that side. My personal preference is, I also overheard in the last meeting that we should use our own business colors. That was correct, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think they are rather boring for use with rubber.
Well, business colors, I thought it was the slogan and the corporate image. So yeah.
Okay,
they
should be they should be in mind, wasn't
but
it?
I don't think you have to make the entire thing in the
okay, so it doesn't says to have the slogan.
Not be recognizable.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Well, it's possible, of course.
You can put the
R&R. So they are pretty boring, I suggest, because with the availability with rubber to make fantastic colors, and also in a lot of possible colors, so it's possible to make very fancy remote controls, which people will find their interesting, and will buy them faster when they look the same old gray or black colors. As I said before, rubber is impossible to damage severely. Instead of, of course, you can break it when you break it, for example, with a pair of scissors or something like that. But if you drop it, it's not broken right away. Instead of using plastic, hard plastic or titanium. And I personally liked the single curved remote control because it makes sense. Okay. Well, that's all about my findings.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
I will go next. Well. All right. So I thought a little bit about the interface, how it should look, and we determined that there will not be no buttons, but only an LCD screen. So I had to look on that, and the design is therefore based on what we just thought of. First, there are some new findings and new technology for speech recognition, and this is that. You give a question through the device and it answers you. And they already put this in a coffee maker, and so that you say good morning, coffee maker, and it says to you back, good morning, Joe, or what's your name. There's an easy way to program that. You say record into the device, into the speaker, and then you say the question, and 3 seconds later you say the answer, and then when you say the question, it gives you the answer. Perhaps it's useful, perhaps because people lose the remote, they can yell, remote, where are you? And that calls or something. And perhaps we could implement that. And then I have to go out of the presentation because I tried to make some kind of idea of how it should look like, but I can't draw, so don't make too much of it. I try to the LCD screen. I try to draw somehow. I thought at least the icon for the volume. I don't know if there's an icon for the program, but yeah. So and then the buttons above and below, a mute button, also recognizable as an icon. I forgot that one. I thought I forgot something, but the numbers. It should be a bit larger. I think it's not really on scale and so forth. An options button. And I thought the button for tilde text apart because it's not really options, I think. It's options is the settings of the remote and of the TV and that kind of thing. You could call it settings or something. But this is a bit how I thought it. And the LCD somewhere on the remote. Perhaps it could be more curvy, the remote, perhaps so that it's better in your hand or something. But microphone for the speech recognition if you want to implement that. And then if you press the options button, then we have an example of. And then you should get the other options with what you could do, and that you could do with something like this. And it's also I think we discussed earlier that older people don't really want to use these extra settings, and older people also don't really want to use this this kind of option menus. So they want to use one button and then something happens, and not choose with this kind of. And you could put a little scrolling device on the side of your remote, so you could scroll across these things. That's an option. And that was my finding thing. Yeah.
Something about trend watching, the trends from the past years, what people like, what youngsters like, what young people like about shapes, colors, material and stuff. The word I used was, like I thought, I watched the trends from the past years about colors, shapes, material they wanted from elderly and young people, so we can keep that in mind for designing the device itself. Files are made. The most important thing people liked last year was that the remote could also be look fancy. The second important thing, the remote should be innovative. Like the LCD screen is quite innovative, so that should be great medium for this. And the third thing is it should be easy to use. I think with only one menu for button, channel, volume, it should also be enough for easy to use. Personal preferences for the young people, they liked fruity colors like banana yellow, strawberry red, and stuff.
Grass green.
Like that. The round shapes and soft materials like the rubber. It should be soft, it should be feeling spongy or some sponge pop.
Let's build it into a sponge.
How many people like all the colors which are being seen in the autumn, like wood? Dark brown, a red, deep red and stuff. They like square shapes with round edges. And hard materials like wood, titanium, those kind of materials they like. This is a bit like the young people's like, the fruity colors. Innovative, all the colors you see, the blue, the red, the white, the yellow and stuff. And then I personally thought front side of shape should be something for the youngsters, like this or something. It's a bit like banana, and the color should be yellow or something. Mm-hmm. And for the elderly people, just plain old, because we decided to have two kind of remotes, two designs, or was it?
It was one remote, colors, I think, different colors.
Whether it's going to be with round shapes, I think, like.
better, or for the elderly people, something like the iPod or something with round squares, simple but easy to use. So that's it.
For the older people, are more traditional.
Yeah, like the older colors.
You could change the colors. That was also the idea. I don't know which shape you should take, but perhaps you could find something in the middle, round but square.
Maybe then both need to apply.
If you do it a square with round corners, but a little. In the middle, a bit. You know what I mean? like this, a bit.
Yeah.
So it's a bit square, but it's also a bit round. So, but then same size. But that's
to put in your hand.
Yeah, but that's also how other remotes are shaped. So that's but perhaps that's a good thing. So that's easy to use. People know the.
Recognize that's a remote.
Yeah.
What else on your?
Something like that. The odd colors like red, brown. They like wood a lot. So maybe we could give it like a wooden look or something.
Yeah.
Odd colors.
Yeah. Swords.
So you see the big difference between the young people?
Yeah.
Exile and old people.
But that's easily to do with the colors, I think.
So, sir?
That's easy to do with the colors,
yeah,
I think.
It's easier to do in color than in shape.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we have to get different shapes, and colors is way easier than shapes. And the material, rubber is, like I said, young people like more soft materials and spongy ones, and the old people like plain wood.
Yeah.
So we have to decide if we're going to use really hard rubber or soft rubber.
Yeah. I think also in between.
Yeah, soft rubber, which you can feel.
I don't think you should be able to mold it, but.
No,
what should not be.
No, but you have to do like a eraser or something. That's a bit, press it in, or something harder.
Yeah.
A bit like this kind of rubber. That's
something like this, yeah.
But this quite hard, this.
Yeah, it's quite hard, but you can press it in.
Yeah.
It feels kind of spongy.
I don't think it's rubber. Did you have something about so we should first decide about shape, I think.
Yeah,
which
think better thing to do.
Then you can fit the LCD screen in it and can decide.
I also can't help but notice that you you had a remote control, but
the LCD screen was rather small.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be bit
like your size.
Yeah.
But I think it should be larger.
Yeah, three quarter of the.
Yeah, three quarters. So you don't have to put your.
Yeah, but it won't get that small. But as it is.
So when you get this.
Ooh.
Should it be larger?
Larger, I think.
Larger?
Yeah.
Because you want to put your hand.
But if you now you can put your hand there. And then you won't touch the screen. Perhaps
so
that's best.
Yeah, thumb here.
But not on the screen, because.
Yeah,
that's an idea. Looks a bit like a Game Boy now. But
if you make the LCD screen as large as the remote control itself, you'll always get some.
You always touch it.
Yeah.
Greasy and stuff, but you won't get that small because you have how much? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
1, 2, 0.
You don't want it too small. How large?
You have to, because
some fat people with thick fingers.
Fingers.
Three buttons at the same time.
If you want to make it international, Japanese people have rather small hands.
Yeah, true. But yeah, we have the zoom option, right?
The zoom option, of course, yeah. You can make it larger to accompanying a greater field to push the button.
And we won't include a pen or something to point anywhere.
Yeah.
We won't do it with your fingers,
yeah.
Right?
Your fingers, yeah.
You could include a pen.
You lose a pen.
Yeah, but I think
you lose a pen,
you
can't
use with your fingers.
But if they think it's handy to use a pen. Yeah, I think this is a good size for the screen. I don't know how large the actual remote should be, but it's like this or something.
If I can interrupt you, maybe I should show some points on which we should take a decision.
Sure.
So we can discuss these points. Now those points, energy ? How should we supply things with energy? How are we going to do a separate docking station and then put accus in it? Chip on print and case, those are points my coach advised me to discuss here, but I hope you have ideas about them.
I think energy, more batteries and then
docking station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's better
to
include rechargeable batteries,
yeah,
which you can recharge through the docking station.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If
just like with the telephone.
I kind of like your.
You can change them.
Yeah, you get some of those wireless mice.
Yeah.
Kind of like those kind of batteries.
Yeah. But it should be, I think, normal batteries, not like two.
No, normal plain batteries
yeah.
Buy in the supermarket.
Mm.
Or
simple rechargeable
batteries.
Yeah. And what was with the chip on print?
The chip on print? You get, I think so. Chip on print with a simple, not simple, but you also discover that.
Yeah, well how does that work with an LCD screen? You still have a
you always have a print plate.
Pardon?
Always have a print plate, huh?
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
Always, so I don't know what we have to decide about that.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. It was in there and I didn't.
Chip on print, I think what they mean with the regular rubber buttons that you got, it's always clear for the remote control when you press a certain button.
Mm.
But when you got an LCD screen, with no, with not the buttons
but
are not always on the same place. For example, if you enlarge a button or if you got several options appearing on the screen, coordinations aren't always the same. When you get a regular button, the button of standby is always on the same place, and you get on the
print plate of LCD screen is more advanced than a normal print plate, so that's not any discussion, I think.
No, you need some kind of CPU, I guess?
I suppose so.
No, I don't know. I don't think
it is a simple CPU, but it
is. Yeah, okay, but I don't know if it's quite a simple LCD screen. I think they don't need that big.
The remote control has to know whether you're in the settings menu or just you just want to turn on the volume.
Yeah, okay, true. True.
Yeah.
So it has to have some kind of calculation unit or CPU. You know in which state you are and which button you are pressing it right now.
Mm-hmm. Because we're projecting the buttons on the LCD screen.
That makes it possible to get the coordination of your finger on the screen. In case, we already discussed
it's rubber.
You want to make it from rubber.
Yeah, but a hard rubber like this or softer rubber or?
Hard rubber, I think.
Yeah. It bounces back from the floor when you. this in different colors.
Is something between square shapes with round corners and round shapes. No, I don't think. I think it's more round than square.
Yeah, it's a bit, but I think it should be a bit longer,
It needs more the young people than the older people.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, that's our target.
It's our main target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
lower than 40 years, I think.
Mm. And how about my idea of making it in one single curve?
Oh, yeah, that's
well,
I think that's quite good.
Because it's a gadget and you want to show it off, of course.
Yeah.
If you put it on your table with an LCD screen, you don't have to put it get it in your hands, you can put it next to you and then type it in.
Yeah, that's really
not easy.
Yeah.
Alright.
So
and then
write that down and get a single curved rubber fancy colored remote control.
You can or you can draw it on your paper and then load
it
on the
you can it's pretty easy. But
and
about the user interface, there are also some questions or concepts. I think you have some ideas.
Yeah, I had what I just. I should. I will do it again. I miss a few buttons, but. Well. At least you should also have an. I just remembered a menu to go back to the first. But if you touch options. You can't go back to this right away now. This so.
Isn't it better to have the sound and the channel buttons or something?
I don't know. I think it's. I don't know. I thought it was easier to handle this way, but I don't know what they think. Would you like the buttons, horizontal or vertical?
Or sound and that.
Well, if we make it like this, I think if you put it like this.
I think it's easier to have it something like
a button minus here, plus over here, minus here, plus over here, and on here.
Yeah.
Other buttons, and on here, at the top. The
options. Yeah. But I think I would
have something like the P over here and the sound.
Yeah, I think that's a matter of what you're used to. I think I would put the plus and the min here, and then the P in the middle and the sound in the middle.
Plus, minus.
Almost.
Minus.
Yeah, I think when you're holding it, you could press the minus and the plus, and with the other finger, the minus and the plus.
Yeah, I think you're going to use it with one.
Yeah, but I think I don't know. Perhaps I have some. Examples, I don't know. That's me. But I'm going to look if I've got some examples. Because perhaps you should choose what's most often used. Because they can use that better.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Those
ears are. I don't really know.
Selection. Per hour 168. Volume selection 4.
Yeah, but I mean if it's usually plus or min above each other or next to each other on a normal remote.
Not how often it's used, but
what's usual or normal? Yes, I'm looking here, but here's it's below, here also, and now here's next to each other.
I
think it's
because I have two televisions at home. One is horizontal, one is vertical. So
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Depends.
I think the volume is usually above each other because you go higher and down, and the program is next to each other because you go further and back.
Yeah.
That's how it is usually. When I look here,
okay,
that's what I see.
Let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, well, I think we don't have to decide about that now. Where we will.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is user interface.
Yeah. This concept is in the actual design, but you should know where you would place. And the speech, shall we implement that?
Yeah, well, we just heard about the new.
I think it's easy for the query, but then it's right here.
Yeah. But then you should also find a place. You could, if you do it like this, you could put it in a corner or something.
Yeah.
You can talk into the corner.
Microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
maybe
but
where you can hold it.
Yeah, that's also so in the middle or something.
That's not very important. It doesn't matter where the microphone is.
Maybe, but you should decide where you want to put it, right?
I think where it isn't seen the most.
Yeah. It be,
you could put it in the logo of the company.
But I think it should be in an important position where people can see it because it is the unique idea of our remote.
So where do you want to put it?
Well, maybe
it doesn't make it any more fancy because you get to see.
Yeah, actually, it does, but because it you can find it better if you use it.
Yeah, but
it's a way for you to. So it makes it more fancy because other remotes don't have that.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we talking about the button or about the microphone?
But a microphone, there is no button.
A microphone is a very small thing, but you can make it look like it's
yeah.
So it's really an important function of the remote.
I think the left under corner should be the best. Well, it isn't mostly sighted.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think.
I'll put it there. That doesn't really matter.
No.
Okay.
All right.
So?
Any more?
Interface
time?
I thought, like you said, like scroll up next to the remote.
Yeah.
Isn't that handy? I think it's better than just type. Tap what you'd like to do on the screen. If you want to go back, you have the back button, go back.
Yeah.
If you want to choose audio settings, you press audio settings and it goes to that sub menu.
Yeah. The young people do like a scroll.
I think so too. So why not? On side.
Or at least, yeah, I don't know if it's really the scroll, but the menu orientated they like most, and I think you can navigate through a menu great with a scroll.
I think the scroll is easier if you have a lot of options.
Yes.
But if you don't have a
but
lot of
options. But you have five or four or something.
When you use the settings menu, for example, to look up some channels on your television,
mm-hmm.
You should scroll down on a menu,
mm-hmm.
which probably does not fit on your screen.
Yeah,
yeah.
So then it's very handy to scroll down.
Okay.
You make this a rubber just like on your mouse. Or just put it on the side and it's very easy to use.
And I think I would make it even more fancy because you have an interesting thing on the side.
Yeah. It's also different.
Okay. Well, there's our 5 minutes warning. Any more questions about the design or the user interface?
Yeah, what's the standard color?
We have different color. How many colors?
You should have a black one. I think black is standard.
Yeah, black. I think it's the standard.
But
if you want to be different,
like this color or something,
just a regular.
And
then
or silver
covers.
I think it's better to have silver nowadays.
Silver.
Yeah. I think you see more silver than black.
Silver rubber.
Traditional.
I think we have silver, black, and between those, like, I don't know, five colors between them or something.
Yeah, what about a yellow thing? I mean, it's
being put on a yellow, yeah.
Could be ugly, but it's definitely defense.
Red?
But,
But if you use silver, rubber, silver rubber isn't fancy.
True.
When you use titanium, silver is fancy, but when you use silver rubber, it isn't fancy. Silver has to shine, and rubber doesn't shine. Mm-hmm. Especially when it's made of soft rubber like this.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I would think about colors like red, yellow,
yeah,
green,
of
blue,
course
just
fruity colors.
Yeah.
Just all kind of
and
color.
The autumn colors, like red and brown. Now, yeah, dark red
mm-hmm.
and brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So
and do we have to have a normal black one, or is it?
Okay, so that wraps it up. Everybody knows what to do. Well,
I don't know what to do.
the next meeting is once again in 30 minutes. Here are the individual actions, and especially notice that the individuals are going to work together.
Right.
Prototype drawing on the smart board.
Yeah.
Of course, to all four of us, specific instructions will be emailed.
But do we have to, we'll work together, but do we have to stay here, or do we?
Well, I'd say just wait to
right.
email and find out.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, well, that was what I had to say.
Yeah, I think it's also.
Final thoughts from anyone?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So we have to keep talking English now?
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, well, I'll try to put the minutes in the project folder as soon as possible.
All right.
Hopefully faster. Okay, good luck.
Bye.
Is that a year?
A year, for fine.
Yeah. This is smart board, so.
Yeah. So we have to keep talking?